FC United made it 3 wins in a row with a 3-0 victory over Whitby Town at Gig Lane on Wednesday night in front of 1,408 supporters. The scoreline may give the impression of a routine home win for FC, but both sides could have had a hatful of goals in an extremely open contest. The opening 15 minutes were fairly cagey, giving no indication of what was about to come. United had been limited to long-range efforts and were patiently trying to unlock the Whitby defence when Jacobs received a crossfield ball on the right wing.
Carlos Rocket makes good room for himself. He's outside the penalty area, looking for some support. Plays it up to Norton. Norton plays it all the way back to Battersby. But spray it across to Kyle Jacobs. Lovely ball to Jacobs now. Jacobs an opportunity to put the ball to the penalty. He has a shot in goal. What a goal!
That bent both ways. That bent left and then right.
Well, it's absolutely superb by Kyle Jacobs. The ball went to the far left-hand side. Battersby held on to it. He switched it right back to Kyle Jacobs. Kyle Jacobs took one step, maybe 30 yards outside of his right foot. He's got the hardest shot in his football club, and he proved it there. Wonderful goal.
I think the keeper actually took a half step to his right and then saw the ball going to his left, because I don't know how it got that swerve on it then.
In answer to your question some moments ago, that's how we unlock the Whitby defence.
If the 1,408 in attendance thought Jacobs' finish was good, they soon had another contender for FC United's goal of the season.
Over him and Lee Neville wins the ball. First time ball there from Norton, plays it across to Battersby. Battersby looks to hold the ball and then bring in Carlos Rocca. But he's just got the other side of that. But it's a poor ball. There's a chip there from FC United.
It's gone there. It's dropped. Won't get a crossbar. Get in. 2-0. And two blind goals.
It's not feet like lightning. In fact, it's 10 to 2 feet. Big Ben Deegan, 25 yards. Love the goalkeeper. Nonchalantly, very similar to FC United's Steve Torpy against Northferby United, but further out. And
was it off his 50p-shaped right foot?
It certainly was. Absolutely superb goal. And that came really from, you can see what's on the far left-hand side. FC United's Battersby was trying to tee up Carlos Rocca. His ball was mistimed and misplaced, but poor defending. They tried to clear the lines, but only as far as Deegan. And he must have been at least 25, 30 yards again. And a deft chip, absolutely superb, sublime, dead centre of the goal. FC United on 25 minutes find themselves 2-0. Here against Whitby Town at Gig Lane.
In the second half, Whitby came more into the game, with Spencer forced to make a number of quality saves, as well as the FC woodwork coming into play as well. However, on 70 minutes, the game was finally put to bed.
The second half,
ball comes up, Jones is up for it. Header goal! It's in! And it's Ben Deegan. It was a floated corner from Carlos Rocca. Jones did the dummy. Big Ben Deegan was there. We just said they needed a third, and that really should hopefully cement things. 70 minutes on the clock, and Big Ben Deegan gets up and does superbly well to get the header beyond the goalkeeper Campbell, and FC United 3, Whitby Town 0.
This result puts United up to 9th in the league, with some excellent displays from both Ben Deegan and James Spencer. 3-0 the final score. Next up for FC, it's back to the FA Cup with what promises to be a tough encounter against Lancaster City at Gig Lane.